now. I'm not sure if I've got Fred on the line at the moment.
You have.
Oh, I have. Sorry, did you just get a load of squeaky in your ear then, Fred?
Yes, it was very odd. Yeah, I was talking to a computer. It was very fun.
Oh, right. I'm joined on the line. I do apologise for the squeak. That wasn't me squeaking, by the way. I'm joined on the line by actor Fred Bloom, who's starring in Boeing Boeing at Queen's Theatre, Hornchurch. So you've come on the line to talk all about the show. Before we talk about the show, Fred, how long have you been acting for?
Oh, goodness me. About 10 years. I was a teacher for until I was 30.
Yeah.
And then and decided to stop doing that because that was all horrid. And I became an actor.
So where did you go to study?
I went to Guildford School of Acting.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. So are you part of a group there with the Queen's Theatre?
Yeah, it's part of Cut to the Chase Company.
Yep. Yeah, we've had a few people actually come in from Cut to the Chase, and it's the professional resident actors, isn't it, for the theatre?
That's right, and we're all actor musicians.
Oh, I know. Do you know what? I can't remember who I think it's about 2 years ago. I can't remember that, but it was a girl that came in and she was one of the singers. It might have been Godspell, I can't remember.
Right.
Fantastic, yeah. Really fantastic. Yeah. So you play, what do you play?
Well, I play piano, violin, viola, double bass. Bass guitar, ukulele, kazoo, nose flute.
Most people just say, well, I play guitar, you know, but...
whatever's tucked in front of me, I'll give it a go.
And you sing as well?
I do.
And do you tap dance?
Sorry?
Do you tap dance?
Of course, I tap dance all the time.
It's only because I had a go, Fred, and literally they said my right leg was fantastic, the left leg wasn't so hot. It is very difficult. Looks easy.
You just do it with one foot, no one knows.
Yeah, and just put the other one behind the curtain.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us about the show, tell us about the part and the character you play as well.
Right, so Boeing Boeing, well, it's set in the 1960s in Paris, and the part I play is Bernard, and he is a wealthy architect. Living in Paris in the 1960s, and he's got a fiancé or two,
yeah,
or three.
Yeah.
He's got a few more fiancés than he should have, really, because they're all air hostesses, and so he's got them working to a timetable.
Yeah.
So he has two days with each and one day off, which is rather nice. And it's all crazy. His friend Robert comes to stay, and then things start going wrong. Planes get cancelled, and new planes get put on, which are faster, and so it ends up with all three air hostesses in the same flat at the same time, and him trying to hide one from the other.
Right.
And so, it's all very, very funny.
And how long do you have to prepare to do a show like this? How long have you been in rehearsal?
Well, we're in week four of rehearsals at the moment, and so we're just doing final runs. And then next week, we go into the theatre, get onto set, and we start doing all things like lighting and costume and everything. And then previews start on Friday, so a week today.
So it's running from the, as you said, from the 6th to the 28th. And how many shows are you doing? One show a day and then two on a Saturday?
Sort of. I mean, we're doing lots of evening shows. There are a few matinees, not always on a Saturday. Sometimes we do matinees on a Thursday instead of a Saturday.
Mm.
But yeah, but so lots of opportunities to come and see it and have a right old laugh.
Now, the tickets are £16.50 to £26.50. It's 01708 and it's 443333. It's all the W's, queens-theatre.co.uk as well, and it's on Billet Lane in Hornchurch. When was it originally written, this show?
The show was originally written in the 60s, which is really lovely. It's a French play,
yeah,
by Marc Camoletti. And it's been translated. It was in the West End a short while ago and transferred to Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very successful. And it kind of makes sense why. I mean, it's really well written. It's lots of fun. You know, it's a typical farce, you know, doors slamming and people going in and out and mistaken identities. It's lots of fun.
Now, if you could play any part, if you've got one in your mind that, you know, in the future, is there one part you'd really love to play?
Well, that's a big question. Well, it's strange you say that, actually, because a couple of years ago I played Toad in Winston Willis, which is one of the parts I've always wanted to play.
Mm.
But something I've always wanted to do is I've always wanted to be a dame in pantomime.
Yep.
So fingers crossed that something might happen this year. We'll see.
Oh, excellent. And what's coming up is the, what's the next project? Oh, you've got to get this one out of the way, but what's the next project coming up in the year?
Well, I'm in this one and then the next two, which is really exciting. So we've got this and then something completely different. We've got The Elephant Man.
Yeah.
And then obviously as a complete contrast to that, we've got a jukebox musical called Hot Stuff, which is a 70s disco musical, which is lots of fun.
Oh, excellent.
So it's a really varied programme this season, and it's really exciting.
So if you want to get along and see Fred Bloom in Boeing Boeing at the Queen's Theatre, it starts on Friday the 6th of March going through to the 28th of March. As I mentioned, it's 01708 443 333, and you can find out more all the W's, queens-theatre.co.uk. You still there, Fred, or are you gone? It's like Fred just disappeared. Well, I wish you all the best, and I hope it goes well for you, Fred, and pop into the studio soon.
Bless you. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care, my love. All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, see, he does it. He does everything. He does a bit of dancing. He does a bit of... Wait, do you hear what he said? All the instruments he plays. That's somebody who's like multi-talented. Yeah, I think I'd be a bit jealous if he came to the studio. Here is Gwen Stefani with...